Voices of Today's show. We're live from Camp Arif John Coit with the 682nd Engineering Battalion of the Minnesota National Guard to help with a Serving Our Troops event. And they're here to provide our deployed troops with a little taste of home. And at this point in every show, we usually go to a segment provided by the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash. And funny who we ran into here in the desert. Welcome to the show, General.
Hello, Tom. Great to meet you in Camp Arif John, Iraq, or Kuwait.
I'm glad you turned up the temperature, sir. It's a lot warmer here than it is in Minnesota today.
I just heard that. It sounds like it's about 40 degrees warmer and about 30 miles per hour more wind here today.
It's nice. We need a little bit of iced tea and we'll be just fine. General, in our first segment today, we've got a special guest with us, one of the founders of an organization called Serving Our Troops, Pat Harris. Pat, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom.
Pat, I imagine there's a lot of folks across Minnesota that might not be familiar with Serving Our Troops. Can you give us a quick background?
Thanks, Tom. You know, we started our project about 12 years ago, and what we basically do is serve a meal from home for our Minnesota National Guard soldiers that are deployed in service and their families back home at the same time. This is our 12th project that we're doing, and it's the same project that it was when we started in 2004, where we bring fabulous 12-ounce steaks all the way from St. Paul to our deployed service members. And this time we're sitting here at Camp Arif John. And today we have 3,700 steaks that we're serving on grills right out in front of us right now. And back home in St. Paul, we've got about 350 family members. That creates the same thing that we did when we started in the very beginning, which is a meal from home, dinner with the family.
And General, he brought with him a marvelous crew of volunteers that have been working out here in the heat all afternoon, setting up tables and chairs and putting on tablecloths, and I can see the grills are fired up, and these guys do a great job for you, don't they?
They do. It's a great organization, and they do obviously great work, and I think Pat would tell you that they started this in 2004. I think the first mission they did was serving our troops in Kosovo.
Kosovo.
And here we are today, and I'm not sure, but it's probably over 80,000 steaks later.
After the last steak comes off the grill today, it'll be just short of 90,000 steaks.
There you go.
Well, General, here's an example of this. Your 682nd Engineering Battalion consists of 150 soldiers over here that provide headquarters company, and forward support on this base, and oversee about 1,000 construction workers that do horizontal and vertical construction all over the base. And Serving Our Troops is here not just to feed those 150 Minnesota National Guard soldiers, they're feeding everybody here.
That's right, Tom. They're gracious enough to feed those that typically use the dining facility that the 682nd uses. So as Pat mentioned, there'll be over 3,300 steaks served to not only Minnesotans, but those that support the 682nd Engineer Battalion and those other soldiers stationed here at Camp Arif John that use the dining facility.
As we said, we're live today from Camp Arif John in Kuwait with the 682nd Engineering Battalion on Minnesota Military Radio, and it's our pleasure and our honor to be here to witness this event today. Pat, the logistics of something like this must just be incredible.
You know, it really is something. I mean, it's clearly nothing compared to the hard work that our Minnesota National Guard members are doing here each and every day, but it's definitely involved to get steaks all the way from home. They're fabulous steaks. We've got a great crew of restaurateurs here today. We've got John Tanucci and a bunch of Tanuccis, actually, from the Colossal Cafe. We've got John Mancini from Mancini's. We've got Paul DeZubnar from the Green Mill. We got Mike Runyon from the Nook. We got the Highland Grill and Stephanie Schimp. We've just got so many people here that are part of our larger team, our corporate partners like Delta and Ted Johnson from the Minnesota Timberwolves, and so many others that are here to really create a restaurant outside here in beautiful Camp Arif John. Our steaks arrived here about a week ago. They're ready to be grilled on our hot charcoal grills outside right now.
They have a special security escort, did they?
They actually do have one of our team members, Mr. Todd Hurley, comes along with the steaks and makes sure that they're safe and they're certified, and they get right into the cooler where we need them. And then John Mancini and John Tanucci and the crew can get on those steaks and cook them up for our soldiers. And we have the same thing going on at home. We've got Mancini's Char House and Cassettas and Skinner's. And Ted Davis and a large crew back at home that are going to grill them up for a brunch for the family members simultaneously, actually. And here at Camp Bear of John, there'll be a video, live video of Mancini's, so the soldiers can actually sit outside here in Kuwait. Families can sit in St. Paul, and they get to have dinner together.
And most of our listeners will remember one of our producers was Sergeant Ben, and he's back there at Mancini's with them to make sure everything works well. General, I'm looking over here at a bunch of grills, and they're firing them up, and there's a small mountain of ice over there. Those guys look like they know what they're doing.
Well, there's a lot of white shirts over there with serving our troops on them, and they've updated them. Pat has got them from St. Paul to Kuwait, number 3, for today's date in May 15, 2016. And so all the individuals here that are serving our troops could be identified easily by the soldiers coming through, and we would hope that they would thank them for what they're doing. But you're right. There's 6 big grills over there. Their charcoal is started. I think they said it was 130 degrees in front of the grill. That's not on the grill, Tom. That's in front of it based upon the heat we have here today and the heat coming off the grills. But we do have a cooling place for the grill masters. They do have a building that's cooled down so they don't get too much heat.
Yeah, and that was after they set up all those tables today. And they all went back, took a short nap. Now they're out here working under that heat. General, I wonder, you come and you do business with a lot of the adjutants general from all over the United States. Does anybody else do anything like this?
There is no one, Tom, that does what the Serving Our Troops group organization does for our Minnesota soldiers. They obviously know about this organization, as Pat and the crew have been acknowledged by the Department of Defense. And a number of their soldiers, obviously, like today, more than 3,000, not from Minnesota, will know what Serving Our Troops organization has done. That word will get back to the states and their adjutants generals to acknowledge what great work that Minnesotans do for their soldiers.
And, Pat, you've not only got all these volunteers here, but you're always out raising money. This is paid for with private funds, too, isn't it?
That's right. You know, we have some phenomenal corporate partners that are out there. People can learn more about it at servingourtroops.com. General says we've got a lot of white shirts out there. We've got a couple of green ones, and Dan O'Gara and his son Jack O'Gara out there, too. And so it's really a special project where Minnesota really comes together. You know, since we started, there's 3 things about our project. It's a great meal in the form of a great steak. Soldiers are going to go up to that grill and order it the way they want. Families get to do the same thing back at home. It's a great message from an entire community, and that includes the businesses that support this project, from XL Energy and BMO Harris and so many others, and Matt Anfang and company, and the St. Paul Police Department, the St. Paul Fire Department. All these people send this really special message of support from a community. And then it's a message to the rest of Minnesota that, you know, we have Minnesota National Guard members that are deployed each and every day and doing so much great work. So we're just happy to be here.
And for our listeners, I want them to know that if you were ever thinking about going to Kuwait, it's not a simple thing to do. You've got to get on an airplane and fly about 8.5 hours to Amsterdam and then take a right and go another 6 hours. And you spend the best part of a day getting here and the best part of the day getting home. And then when you get here, you got to get all checked in. And then we spent, your folks, all your volunteers, spent most of this afternoon getting things set up. And the party hasn't even started.
That's right.
Well, you've got a lot of great volunteers, Pat, and I think it's going to be a fun event this afternoon. And we've even got the Chris Hockey Band here is going to be entertaining. We'll have them on this show a little bit later. They should be over in about a half an hour. And, wow, a lot of good steaks. Sure you got enough?
We always have enough. We always put a few extras out there because some of our soldiers like to have a couple, medium rare and maybe even a little rare sometimes. And so there's always enough. In St. Paul, you can always have enough to eat and enjoy yourself. And that's what St. Paul and Minnesota is really all about. And we're just here to say thank you. I mean, because we're here for just a couple of days, and the Minnesota National Guard's deployed here. They're doing the hard work each and every day. So we are very happy to be here. We have a very special moment tonight when the national anthem is sung from St. Paul by Andy Summers, and it will be piped in here to the base. And it's very special to have that connection between an entire community, an entire state, to what's happening here, not just with the Minnesotans here at Camp Bear of John, but all the soldiers that are here that we can just say thank you to for what they do.
Well, Pat, it's a magnificent effort. We've had you on the show quite a few times, but I haven't witnessed it in person. And boy, it's hot here and windy. I hope the wind settles down a little bit. And I know you're going to have plenty of ice water and iced tea for everybody. And General, what a magnificent effort to support your troops.
It's just phenomenal, and it continues year after year. And Pat always finds a remote location where he can rally the troops and say, hey, let's go do this one.
Good work, Pat. Gentlemen, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we'll meet the commander of the 682nd Engineering Battalion right here in Camp Arishan, Kuwait, and we'll continue to watch the preparations for this 3,700 steak dinner that's going on this afternoon in 100-degree heat. Pat, great work. I hope it goes all well this afternoon.
Hi, this is Jim Kellogg, commander of the Minnesota American Legion. This coming June, over 800 high schoolers will travel to Minnesota Boys State and Minnesota Girls State. They are premier programs in Minnesota for hands-on learning about grassroots democracy. The students will create their own parties, elect their own legislature, and state officers to become better citizens of our great nation. Please join the American Legion family still serving America. Contact us at mnlegion.org. That's mnlegion.org.
Hello, this is Stephen Whited, adjutant of the DAV Minnesota, looking for volunteer drivers to help transport our Minnesota veterans to their appointments at the VA medical facilities around the state. The DAV Minnesota has provided vans for this use and work with our county veteran service officers, provides transportations to get our veterans to their medical appointments. We need volunteer drivers all over Minnesota. Please call the DAV Minnesota headquarters to help with this mission. Please call 651-291-1212 or visit davmn.org. Please volunteer today.
Hi, this is Bill Popp of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. An Army squad is made up of 8 soldiers, and when the squad is on patrol, each soldier is dependent on each other for safety. When a soldier is distracted because of a financial crisis with a family back home, that puts every soldier on the squad at risk. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation helps turn a bad situation into a positive one. When we help one soldier, we're helping all soldiers. When we help one military family, we're helping all military families. If you're in a position to help, please donate. Go to MinnesotaMilitaryFamilyFoundation.org.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We are live today from Camp Arishan in Kuwait with the 682nd Engineering Battalion of the Minnesota National Guard on to help with the Serving Our Troops event, A Little Taste of Home for Your Troops. And look who we ran into, Andrew Lee from up in Adaman. What are you doing in the middle of the desert, Mr. Lee?
You brought me here. What do you mean you ran into me? This was you set this whole thing up, and I was told this was mandatory. This was not an optional trip.
Well, the general
and I was also told that you weren't sure you were going to take me back.
The general suggested, and that means we do.
Right, exactly.
Now, you're here because tomorrow morning on up in Adaman from 6 to 9 a.m. on Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130, you're going to be calling in from the desert, and I'm going to kibitz a little bit, and we'll see if we can inform Jack what's going on out here.
Yep, it's an amazing opportunity, and thank you. Thank you, everybody involved with this. Thank you for setting this up, and thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. It's really an honor, and it's amazing. Tomorrow morning I'll be doing at least my portion of Up and Adam live from here in camp. Arishan. Sorry, I knew I was going to get that wrong. If I don't have it in front of me, and this is one thing I've learned from being on the radio, if I don't have it in front of me, when I go to say it, I will say it wrong.
Well, I'll second chair you tomorrow, and we'll get it right, Andrew.
So I'll be doing my portion of the show tomorrow morning, and it's just what an event. I mean, what a team effort, and all the people involved in this, and all the logistics that have gone into putting this together. It's really mind-blowing.
Well, thanks for joining us, Andrew, and I'll be with you tomorrow morning, and we'll see what we learn today on this big event. Smells like steak around here, doesn't
Starting
it?
Starting to smell pretty good out here. Thanks, let me go Andrew. See if I can help out over there.
Joining us now is the commander of the 682nd Engineering Battalion, Lieutenant Colonel Keith Verdun. Colonel, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thank you, Tom. It's great to be here. Great to have you guys here at Camp Arishan.
Sir, I understand that in October of last year that you deployed with 150 soldiers from the 682nd headquarters and headquarters company, and you have soldiers that are here from 99 communities across Minnesota and South Dakota with an average age of 29. It's a good thing they're young in this heat, sir.
It is, yes.
And that while you're here, your unit received 3 flags to fly while they're deployed, the Minnesota flag, the Patriot Guard flag, and the Minnesota Wild flag, and you've decided to call yourself Tex Task Force Wild.
We did. It was a football is too contentious of a sport to pick, so we didn't want to go for the Vikings. And I was lucky enough to be born in Wisconsin. Not that I hold it against any of my Minnesota troops, but I am a Packers fan by my rearing.
General, I've met quite a few of your officers that are Packer backers. I don't know what to say about that. I guess we'll let that one go, huh?
Well, as I walked through Colonel Ferdon's headquarters, every other office either had a Viking flag or a Green Bay Packer flag. So it's fortunate that the 682nd won't be here by the time football season starts.
Lively rivalry. Colonel, I understand that you went to Fort Bliss for some additional training before you came to Kuwait.
We did. We just spent about 45 wonderful days at Fort Bliss and at their training site, Camp McGregor, which is actually just across the border in New Mexico.
And then you arrived in Kuwait shortly thereafter, and you're going to be here, is it through August, something like that?
Yes. We actually had our Thanksgiving dinner on the plane flying over the North Atlantic somewhere.
I'll bet that was good.
It was about the same as every other meal that we had on the plane.
Sir, I understand that while you're here, you're with horizontal engineers and vertical engineers so that you can build across the ground or build upwards, and that you provide the headquarters staff. And is there about 1,000 soldiers that work under your command?
Right now we have just under 1,000 soldiers. We pegged out at about 1,100 in the battalion. So we have 6 subordinate units that fall underneath us, all National Guard units from across the country. We've got Puerto Rico, Kentucky, Ohio, South Dakota, and Utah units that fall underneath us. If I had to pick my favorite, I would not say it on live radio, that's for sure.
Well, then we won't go there, sir.
Each one of them, they're great troops to work with, and we're very blessed to have them.
So your primary mission here is to make sure that Camp Arif John functions, and you've got, like, carpenters and plumbers and electricians and those type of people that work for you?
Well, we are the theater engineer battalion, so we support missions across CENTCOM. We have part of the battalion that's here at Camp Arif John, part at the other camp, Camp Beering. We do projects on all the camps in Kuwait, as well as we have soldiers that are currently working on projects in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they're there for force protection and to improve the quality of life for the soldiers that are deployed to those locations.
We're live from Camp Arif John Kuwait today with the 682nd Engineering Battalion of the Minnesota National Guard to help support a Serving Our Troops event. With a little taste of home and Minnesota Military Radio, and my co-host so far today is Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash, and we're speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Keith Ferdon. General, you get troops deployed all over the world, and recently I think the 148th Fighter Wing sent 300 airmen over to South Korea with some jets, and I suppose that means automatically you get an opportunity as the Adjutant General to go visit those troops.
Well, that's not automatic, Tom. I'm not sure if that's in my foreseeable future for that travel trip to South Korea. But we also have soldiers deployed, as Keith mentioned, in Afghanistan. Later on this summer, we'll also have additional forces to Afghanistan, additional forces to the Sinai that's recently been announced, as well as you mentioned, in South Korea. And then I'm sure by the time 2017 comes, we'll be getting a mission for some rotations into Europe, into some Eastern European countries. And so it's busy, plus the upcoming 43rd annual exchange with Norway, where soldiers will be coming from Norway to train at Camp Ripley at the end of June. And we'll do the same, sending soldiers to Norway. And then we'll, first part of July, be celebrating our 20th anniversary of our state partnership program with Croatia, which our Commander-in-Chief, Governor Mark Dayton, will travel to help acknowledge that major event in Croatia with the President of Croatia at her invitation to the Governor. So we're looking forward to that event.
And General, we interviewed the Commander of the 1st Armored Brigade Combat Team about the National Training Center rotation, and that went out to the network this week, and it'll be on Twin Cities News Talk next week. And next week, the rest of the network will hear the show today from here in Kuwait. So there's a lot going on.
Right, Tom. As you mentioned, the National Training Center at Camp Irwin, California, Fort Irwin, California. Some of the soldiers have started to deploy as we speak now in preparation for the 1st Brigade Combat Team. And just to give your listeners an idea of how big an effort this is, they're loading all their equipment, the M1 tanks, the Bradleys, all their rolling stock, all their equipment on railroads cars at Camp Ripley, and if you stretched it out, it would be over 8.5 miles long. So a train load of equipment going to California is no small undertaking, and our soldiers are doing that and have been trained to do that. So we're looking forward to a successful rotation of our great 1st Brigade Combat Team.
Well, the Colonel sounded like he was ready, and he told us that he had scheduled 87 commercial aircraft to haul your soldiers out there. It's a big event. But back to we're at Camp Air John Coit with the commander of the 682nd Engineering Battalion and Colonel. The listeners back home want to know, how are your soldiers doing over here in this 107-degree heat and the wind's blowing? And I see everybody walking around with a bottle of water, so they're hydrating.
Well, they learned that lesson quick, that they have to keep hydrated. And unlike you and the rest of the Serving Our Troops team, they've had some months here to actually acclimate to the weather. This is the first real heat that we've had for the season, so it is still quite a shock to us, but we're used to the 90s, 80s. Up to 100, we're still getting used to it.
Colonel, I hear their physical training is in shape. I understand they did a 10K run this morning early.
They did. Did the Sergeant Major tell you to bring that up just because I didn't show up?
No, sir. We see him out there running all the time, and he looked pretty good. He withstood it, and he got his free T-shirt. But I asked him about it, and he says there's 5Ks on a regular basis, and most of your soldiers look like they're in darn good shape.
Well, he never runs very fast, but he always runs with a smile, so he's out there enjoying himself.
And we've been good work, Sergeant Major. And we've been over to the Chow Hall a couple of times and had breakfast and lunch. And I got to tell you that the Chow you've got here is way better than anything I had in Vietnam. It's pretty good stuff.
You know, Tom, with the wind we have today, you could easily do a 5K run if you went with the wind.
Should we try that later, General?
Let's do it.
All right, I'm in. Colonel, we just got about a minute left. Anything you want to share with our listeners back home and the families? Sure, it's going to be fun for all those people at Mancini's today to be able to connect with their sailor or soldiers.
Well, we just want to give our thanks out to everyone involved with the Serving Our Troops activity. I know I was lucky enough to be a part of the first Serving Our Troops event in Kosovo. I went to a Serving Our Troops in Basra and then now here in Camp Arifjan. And it is the anticipation in front of the event that gets people's spirits up, and it's the memories afterwards that really brighten our days over here. And then the chance to bring in the families, that just takes it over the top. It's a great event, and we really appreciate all the hard work and effort, time and money that people are investing in this.
Well, Colonel, looks like they're getting ready. Those grills are fired up, and all the tables are covered, and all we're going to need now is in about an hour or so, a lot of the soldiers come over here and need to get a little taste of home, a nice steak dinner. Colonel, thanks for joining us today in Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thank you for coming over to Camp Arifjan.
We're live today from Camp Arifjan, Kuwait, with the 682nd Engineering Battalion and the Minnesota National Guard to help with a Serving Our Troops event and a little taste of home. We'll be back in a few minutes on Minnesota Military Radio with Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please stay with us. Today's Yellow Ribbon Company Spotlight is Inver Hills Community College. Situated on 90 acres in Inver Grove Heights, this college serves almost 6,000 students and is committed to promoting strong relationships with their veterans, service members, and military families. In 2016, Inver Hills was ranked one of the top 3 2-year colleges as best for vets in an annual survey. The Veterans Services Department within the college ensures that veterans have access to resources and services to reach their personal and career goals. In addition, Inver Hills provides several student and employee volunteers to help local Yellow Ribbon community networks with their support efforts. Inver Hills Community College has been a Yellow Ribbon company since August of 2011 and is honored and proud to be making a difference to service members, veterans, and their families.
You're listening to the Minnesota Military Radio Network. Stay tuned for more and follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Tom Lyons, founder and principal partner of Phelan Partners Limited, a Twin Cities mergers and acquisitions advisory firm where we help business owners to plan, prepare, and execute a strategy to complete the deal. When I'm not hosting Minnesota Military Radio on this station, I'm hard at work helping business owners with their exit strategies. If you're interested in selling a business, please give us a call at 763-231-4200 at Phelan Partners Limited. We've been bringing buyers and sellers together since 1985 and would welcome an opportunity to help you.
Well, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're on the road this week, live from Camp Air John Coit with the 682nd Engineering Battalion of the Minnesota National Guard. And as we heard earlier, we have some other radio guests with us this week. Andrew Lee from Up and Adam on the Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130 is here, and he'll be broadcasting live from Coit tomorrow morning, Monday morning, from 6 to 9. And we also have Chris Hockey and Meat Sauce here in the audience, and they'll be broadcasting their show as well tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 a.m. back to the Twin Cities Live. And a little later, Chris Hockey and his band will be here on the stage overlooking all of these tables with tablecloths on them. The grills are lit up and going. There's a small mountain of ice over there. General, this looks like a party's going to start pretty soon.
It certainly does, Tom. And that mountain of ice you speak about, I see it's melting as we speak. So
it's getting smaller and smaller.
There'll be a large pool of cold water pretty soon.
And for those of you just tuned in, my guest, a special person we found over here in the desert, is Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. There have been a lot of deployments.
There has been. And as we talked in an earlier segment, we're continuing to do that this year, you know, with the Air National Guard. And they continue to do missions, not only the 148th to South Korea, but our great 133rd Airlift Wing out of Minneapolis. Also does a lot of deployments, and I would say somewhat under the radar. They're not large deployments, but they're continuously supporting operations around the globe, recently returning from a European exercise, very successful exercise, helping our European allies and NATO partners doing airlift and drop operations in Europe and supporting the efforts of our EUCOM commander and our SAC-EUR commander at NATO operations.
In general, as you know, we've been, this show, Minnesota Military Radio, has been on the air for 5.5 years. I think this is our 215th hour of the show. Well, one of the themes that I keep coming across from the people I interview for the Minnesota National Guard is readiness status. Your troops have been at the highest readiness level for as long as I've been on the air, and they keep deploying, and they keep having marvelous deployments, like when the Red Bulls were over here, and we came and visited them a few years ago. Minnesota carries its weight and more, doesn't it?
It does, Tom, and we're very proud of the soldiers and airmen from Minnesota. We certainly put a lot of time and effort into maintaining their personal readiness, medical readiness, dental readiness, as well as their occupational skills to be able to do their job when asked by our nation and by our state. Because last week, Tom, we completed operations in northern Minnesota based upon the governor's order to assist the Department of Natural Resources putting out fires in order to preserve property in northern Minnesota.
And as most of our regular listeners know, the Minnesota National Guard has a dual mission, the federal mission, such as their 682nd is on over here in Coit, and then a state mission to support whenever the governor calls upon you for emergencies back home. And it, unlike the reserves or the active duty, you've got troops that have civilian occupations and skills, and yet when they're deployed over here, they have other occupations that they do here. And it's like you're getting two soldiers for the price of one, I think.
That's right. They have tremendous civilian skill sets that we're able to leverage in the National Guard. And certainly our reserve brothers and sisters have the same capabilities with their civilian jobs and occupations that they're able to leverage also, which do not exist necessarily always in our active component brothers and sisters. So the reserve components is a big bang for the buck, not only for our nation, but our communities.
In general, we touched on it a little bit the last segment, but the 1st Armored Brigade Combat Team of the 34th Infantry Division is going on the rotation at the National Training Center out in California. And I understand that that's one of the top training events in the nation each year.
It is, Tom. Normally, only two brigades of the National Guard ever get an opportunity to rotate. And there's 28 in the nation, so you can do the math on that. It's very seldom a brigade combat team is scheduled to do the National Training Center at Fort Irwin, California. In the future, I believe there are going to be four rotations per year, but still out of 28 that have to go through that once every 7 years. And so it's a great opportunity. The unit has trained up for this mission, have done all the preparatory work. And as we speak, today at Camp Ripley, they started railroad operations, loading railroad train cars in order to prepare that brigade to move out to California.
General, I'm wondering what that means for the future of the 34th Infantry Division. It seems to me, from a civilian standpoint, that every time you have a successful deployment, every time you have a successful exercise, every time you do something like the National Training Center, your reward, or maybe your penalty, is you get more work to do, sir.
Well, you know, and I hear that over and over, Tom, from the local communities and family members and employers. But the fact is, the Army is as small as we were during World War II, before World War II, I should say, and certainly smaller than before 9/11. So as conflicts around the globe are possible, whether it's, you know, the aggression by Russia and President Putin, whether it's North Korea or Syria or Iraq, Afghanistan, or ISIS, we have a lot of opportunities going on where there's threats to our nation and our homeland. So that's why I think we rotate what we have available, the reserve component, the active component, the reserves, and the National Guard, which we may seem as being often, but there's so many threats to our freedoms that we have to be called upon to fill those positions.
So, General, does that mean it's fair to say that with the reduction in the active duty forces that there's going to be for the foreseeable future more and more work for the Minnesota National Guard and other National Guard units?
I think there'll be a demand call in our nation for the foreseeable future.
Well, General, it's great to see you over here in Camp Arif, John Coit. I've never seen the Serving Our Troops serve, but they've sure got those grills fired up, and there's some soldiers starting to gather around, and Chris Hockey and his band's going to be here to play for a few hours tonight, and the wind's starting to settle down a little bit, so I'm hoping we're having a good event, sir.
Tom, I'd be remiss if I didn't put out a thank you to you and to Andrew Lee and to iHeartRadio for what you do, putting this show on the road. You didn't have to do this. You could have stayed in the studios and did remote call-ins to those that are here in Camp Arif, John, to the Serving Our Troops and to the leadership of the 682nd. But you took it upon yourself and the expense at iHeartRadio to come over here and do a live broadcast back to our families.
My pleasure, sir. I'm glad to serve, and I'm always happy to tell the stories of all of our men and women who are out sacrificing and their families that sacrifice while they're deployed. My pleasure, sir.
Thanks, Tom.
This is Minnesota Military Radio. We're live today from Camp Arif, John Coit, with the 682nd Engineer Battalion of the Minnesota National Guard to help with a Serving Our Troops event and a little taste of home. We'll be right back with the Command Sergeant Major from the Minnesota National Guard. Please stay with us.
Our flag is not one color, though the threads are made of the same fibers. Different colors intertwine to create a bold, vibrant symbol of inspiration for our nation. The Minnesota National Guard is much the same. The Guard finds its strength not only in its diversity, but also in its ability to weave together people of different faiths, cultures, and races with the common threads of patriotism and the love of service. We continually strive to enlist men and women of all backgrounds in our ranks. We must reflect those whom we lead, serve, and protect. The time to appreciate diversity is today.
Ready? Aim, fire! Ready, aim, fire! Ready?
Across Minnesota this past year, hundreds of veterans were honored in their final rites by an American Legion Honor Guard. We take care of our comrades to the end. But the Legion does so much more in Minnesota, from Boys and Girls State to Legionville Safety Patrol Camp to baseball. Please visit your local post and find out what the American Legion does in your community. Please join us in continuing to serve America.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. We're broadcasting today out in the desert live from Camp Arif, John Coit, with the 682nd Engineering Battalion of the Minnesota National Guard and a lot of other soldiers stationed on this base that are due for a treat today, so courtesy of Serving Our Troops. We're out here in the desert, 107 degrees. Let's have a hand for all of those grill chefs over there. Come on, guys, make some noise. They're going to get a steak dinner and a little taste of home, and in a moment, we're going to talk to the Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Adjutant General, Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham, and a Minnesota National Guard officer named St. Salver, but not the one you think. But first, it's time for a Commissioner's Corner, the weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelletoe.
Today's show is a vivid reminder of the war we are fighting and our Minnesota brothers and sisters who are currently in harm's way. It's easy for us to get caught up in our daily lives. For Minnesotans who are currently serving overseas, war is a reality. Our military is a volunteer force, but the families are drafted. It's important that we remember and acknowledge that sacrifice made by the spouses and the children back home. I salute our military members, and I salute their families also. Thank you all for your service to this country.
Thank you, Commissioner Sellelo. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Well, here we are in the middle of the desert, Camp Arif John Coit, and I ran into another gentleman, Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham.
Well, here I am, Tom, and you know, the last several times we've spoken, it's been over the phone, and it's kind of crazy we got to travel all this way to finally get to sit across the table from each other again.
Halfway around the world, and here we are, Sergeant Major.
It's amazing.
Well, this is the kind of an exciting scene looking off the stage here at all of these Serving Our Troops volunteers. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, what a great event, and wow, I mean, the Serving Our Troops guys, you know, guys and gals, the organization just does a great job for us, and what a great morale booster for our soldiers here at Camp Arif John.
And Sergeant Major, one of my frequent guests on the show is a colonel named Scott St. Salver, who's the garrison commander up at Camp Ripley, but we've got Captain St. Salver with us, Captain Blake St. Salver. And Captain, you've done a fantastic job getting everything organized and making sure that all of these volunteers from Serving Our Troops had everything they needed so that they can put on a nice taste of home later today.
Well, ultimately, when you start to offer 12-ounce steaks to even senior leaders, things tend to go your way. So
they like that.
Yeah, absolutely. They like that. So it's a little taste of home. It's something that they don't get every day. So the big deal is being able to provide something to our soldiers that that they won't find anywhere else. So
this has been in the planning for weeks, if not months, and I understand that the steaks arrived from Minnesota last week, and they've been under guard ever since.
Under guard by our great waiting staff from here in the Zone 6 DFAC at Camp Arif John. But the steaks arrived about a week ago. We actually started planning this event about a month ago, and through lots of favors with those above us, we were able to pull off what a pretty good event so far. We just need people to get in line and to get steaks at this point.
Well, let's see now. We invited everybody that's here at Camp Arif John to come out and have a steak dinner for free, cooked by some of the best grill chefs around, and they were all happy to help you.
It turns out.
How about that, Sergeant Major?
Well, I think they're even more happy to hear that it's an actual real piece of steak coming over, prime cut, the exact same steak, cut of steak that our family members from Minnesota are going to be able to eat at Mancini's Char House. And when I was explaining that to some of the soldiers earlier, they were very happy to hear that it wasn't some mystery meat that they might have gotten in the DFAC or something earlier.
Camel steaks?
I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you that.
I'm a civilian. I'm just speculating.
I'm just saying we know it's a real piece of prime steak.
Actually, as I said earlier, we've eaten in the chow hall here twice today, and the food is tremendous and way better than anything we had back in Vietnam, Captain. But all of your troops look like they're in great shape. What do they do to stay in shape over here in the desert?
Well, there's definitely a lot of, with the help of the MWR facilities over here, they're able to utilize gym facilities for both even up to CrossFit gyms and specialized workout programs, weightlifting programs. They can have personal trainers over here help them out with different workouts. And a lot of our soldiers take full advantage of that over here. So
a lot of 5K runs, and you told me you're in better shape than when you arrived as well.
Definitely in better shape than I arrived, but the a lot of 5K runs, a lot of 10K runs. So,
well, you've done a great job helping everybody set it up, and I can smell those steaks from here. They got the grills fired up, and it's kind of fun there. We had to do this too, Sergeant Major, come halfway around the world to run into another St. Salver.
I know, it isn't it crazy? And I'm still trying to figure out who got the better end of the stick here. That was a joke. You can laugh a little bit, sir.
Okay, thanks.
But, yeah, he's doing all right. And I think the last time we spoke, Tom, we were concerned about whether or not his dad was going to give him a call and give him some advice. But I see that he was already kind of needling the senior leadership earlier. So I don't know if he actually took a little advice from his dad or not. I'm trying to figure that one out, too.
Does your father, the colonel, know that you were going to be on the show today?
He did not.
All right. So. And you're going to be on the show tomorrow morning, too.
Apparently so.
Andrew Lee is here from up and at him at Twin Cities News Talk, game 11:30, and they'll be broadcasting live from the USO tent tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. And then we've got Chris Hockey and Meat Sauce are here, and Chris is going to be broadcasting on the Fan tomorrow morning, Monday morning, from 6 to 9 a.m., along with Meat Sauce. And settle down, Chris. Chris is up on the stage. Can you hear us, Chris? Say hello.
Hello, everybody. Hi.
Can they hear him back in Minnesota? Okay. Chris, we got a few more minutes left, but you're here with your whole band, and you came along so that you could broadcast on the Fan tomorrow morning, but there's going to be a nice concert here in a couple of minutes.
It's going to be perfect. I'm very excited. It smells great, and the soldiers are already starting to show up, and the band's ready to go. We're very excited.
Serving our troops guys did a great job, didn't they?
It's unbelievable. Again, it smells so good back there already, and it's a little bit warm, but even warmer standing in front of those grills over there. So they're doing a great job.
And Captain St. Sauber's been taking good care of you. Yeah. Captain St. Sauber's been taking good care of you, too.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. We haven't had an issue of any kind so far. That's great. So thank you, sir.
I appreciate it.
Sergeant Major, I'm always amazed when I come over here. This is my second trip to Kuwait, but to pick up a unit back in Minnesota, move them halfway around the world, supply them with everything they need, including a lot of water, and keep the equipment running and do their mission over here. It's just amazing what the American soldier can do.
Well, it's amazing, and you know that's the great thing about our organization, because we've got very talented soldiers in our organization. As General Nash had said earlier, you know they get bang for their buck when they grab one of our National Guard soldiers or a Army Reserve soldier, because civilian acquired skills and then the job that the military taught them, and it's a great payoff.
Captain, I have one more question for you, for all our listeners back home. How are the 682nd Engineering Battalion soldiers doing? They're in good shape?
Well, they're definitely in good shape. They put a lot of hard work into everything they do, and they are very proud of the mission that they're completing. Got a couple, still got some time left, but we'll finish out this mission and go home proud.
And the morale is good, especially today. They're getting a free steak dinner.
They're getting a free steak dinner. How can morale be bad?
Captain, thanks for joining us. Sergeant Major, any final thoughts?
Well,
as we finish up here, the Chris Hockey Band's going to fire up Red, White, and Blue, right, Chris?
Yep, we're looking forward to hearing that music. And just as has already been said many times, we just can't thank this crew enough for these guys traveling halfway across the world to come over and serve some great steaks. So we're looking forward to eating that tonight.
Well, Chris, why don't you fire that up? And while you're at it, I just want to thank our guests for joining us this week, Pat Harris, and all the volunteers from Serving Our Troops, Lieutenant Colonel Keith Furtum, Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham, Captain Blake St. Sauer, Commissioner Larry Sheldon of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next weekend on this station or online anytime with Minnesota Military Radio. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.